in downtown Box Elder, Utah.
Our lights are on.
Our lights are on and nobody's home?
Yeah.
That's, so, does that help?
No.
What they do this time? Well, the heat's on 75. See, there you go. What else can we do for you?
There we go. I got some lights on now.
Lights are on and nobody's home. That's why Scott's here. He doesn't have anything on the agenda, but he's going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to have the invocation given by Commissioner Scott, and then Scott Lyons will say the pledge.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here today. We're thankful for the moisture that we've received lately. Please continue to bless us with what we'll need for our crops and for our use and for this coming year. We're especially thankful for those that serve and protect us, both locally and abroad. Please bless them and their endeavors, and please protect them and watch over their families as they're away. We're thankful for this wonderful area that we live in and for the many blessings that we enjoy. Please bless us as we make decisions today, that we can make those decisions that will be best for the county and for the citizens. Please watch over our families as we're away, and again, we're thankful for all that we have, and we ask these favors and blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, you guys. Anything else in besides the, we're going to talk about this. Why don't you talk about the things you're going to talk about, and we'll talk about the magazine. Oh, we got minutes first. We got those yesterday. I saw those. Came in at a different, your new girl's email. Kind of.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from September 1st, 2021.
I'll second that.
I got a motion by Commissioner Hadfield and a second by Commissioner Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now we'll go into administrative review reports and see items.
COVID, we're getting a little bit better. The Delta variant is typically more contagious and moves a little bit quicker. And so we saw the spike go up faster than originally. And hopefully it's going down faster. We've seen that in places where it's already made its rounds. So, you know, again, just be smart, be safe, and this too shall pass. The other thing was I was on a meeting with our large employers this morning, and some information from the Division of Workforce Services. Currently, there's 568 jobs listed with Division of Workforce Services. 2,071 jobs listed in the Bear River area. 55 new unemployment claims came in. Our unemployment numbers for August, 2.3%, a slight increase from July at 2.2%. So the economy is moving at 99 miles an hour this month instead of 100. So things are still going remarkably well. Everybody is understaffed, and
so I still don't get that. How can you be at 2.3% and have 2,000 job openings? Shouldn't there be a minus in front of that?
There's just more demand for the services that the businesses have than they can actually put out right now.
Wow. Okay. So. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. We had a couple fires, but didn't last very long. It's been a good fire season for us this year. Haven't had the huge fire things that we've usually had. You got anything?
I just think one thing for the record, we talked about this, but we're going to be changing a couple of assignments. Stan's going to be taking over economic development, and I'll be taking over roads.
Okay. And then we've been approached a couple times ago about this magazine for locals. We're still taking it under advisement. We've done some stuff. I like the way they're looking at it and trying to get more information out to more people more readily. I think the older generation seems to read things a little bit more than the younger generation. So if we can get it put out in, I'm not sure. I'm still considering that we do it as much as they want. I think a quarterly magazine would be something we can look at.
I looked at it, and I can't find it just here off the top of my head, but there was an email that came back that had the cost in there, and I like the idea of getting the information out, but I just don't know that it's necessarily a cost that should be borne by the county.
Right.
I think we get a lot out through social media and do fine there, and that's relatively low cost, if no cost, and I don't know.
Well, in the younger generation, that's what they're looking at anyway. They're not going to see
right.
this.
That's why I was wondering about once a quarter instead of, I think they wanted it 6 or 8 times a year to where.
Yeah, I'd say once a quarter, maybe even semi-annually before, you know, big events. But
I like the idea. I think that it's good. It's just the cost.
And I think I'd like to see them come back with, because they said they have a whole bunch of people wanting to advertise, which might lower the cost. So maybe we'll have Joan. That'll pay Joan.
Advertising won't lower the costs.
Okay.
The cost that the county would bear would be
postage.
The setup costs and then the postage.
Okay.
So once the setup cost is done, then that's a one-time cost, and then it would be.
And then Joan pointed out something to us that we can't use tourism funds because it's really not bringing
right.
tourism, so we'd have to use RDA funds if we did it. So, and it's not like we haven't done something like that before. I remember the PBS thing that we spent some money on. That.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at it as something that's probably a little bit more effectively done by the private industry.
Okay.
So...
Well,
my thoughts.
You guys tell me what you think, and we can either bring it up again, or if you want to look at it, think about it, we'll table it till next time, or what do you want to do?
I'd like to see if they come back with something a little bit more, I guess, well, they're not going to be able to change the postage, but...
Well, if we only do it semi-annually,
yeah.
the postage will be less.
No, well, our you know... Postage will be they do a bulk rate,
so right? But it'll be less if we're only doing it twice.
Cost,
right?
A household. So.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe go back to them and tell them that we're not interested unless they bring something back to us that maybe a couple times, maybe once a quarter or semi-annually, with some cost there.
Yeah, find out what you can on that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else we're missing?
Not that I can think of.
We did have, what did you say, the 1142 come off
yeah.
on that. And if nothing else, we will go to the request to use county grounds for public square. Rosemary and George Fuller, are they here? Oh, there you go. Come on up. Just pull that microphone over in front of you and state your name. And
I have handouts for each of you.
Well, lucky us. Thanks.
Thank you.
My name is George Fuller.
If you want to just sit down in front of us and then pull that mic up in front of you. Sorry.
Okay. First time.
Oh, you're good.
I want to invite you to a public square rosary rally on Saturday, October 16th at 12 noon at the base of the steps of the old county courthouse. This public square rosary, sponsored by America Needs Fatima, will be one of 23,000 rallies that will take place across the United States on that day at 12 noon in each respective time zone. The purpose of this rally is to pray for national and state leaders, to seek to honor God's laws, to pray for the wisdom and knowledge necessary to solve America's complex problems and to stop the waves of sacrilege, blasphemy, and anti-religious hatred within our society, to end secularism that is attempting to drive religion and morality out of the public domain, and to seek a divine solution to the daily increase in spiritual, moral, and economic problems. These rallies have a 14-year history of starting in 2007. This will be Brigham City's fourth rally. These rallies are peaceful, and we expect to have approximately 40 people to participate. The rally will last approximately 1.5 hours. After the rally, all material will be collected and properly disposed of. There's 3 attached photos in the back.
I love the old photos. That's amazing. I've seen a lot of, have you seen the signs off the exits and stuff that says, pray?
Yep.
All the little blue ones. Have you seen all those all over the northern Utah?
Faith, Hope, and Charity.
Faith, Hope, and Charity and Play. I think it's awesome.
They've been popping up.
They've been popping up all over the place. I'd entertain a motion to let these guys use the steps on October 16th at 12 noon.
I would make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Scott, a second by Commissioner Hadfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hopefully we'll see you on that day. I got a lot of stuff going on that day, but hopefully we'll be here.
I was just checking the calendar.
Thank you. Oh, we're to ARPA funds. Do you want to take this of what we were going to try to look at and put Chrissy in charge?
Oh, yeah, we're moving just right down the list here. Okay. One of the things that we've talked about is...
A process.
Yeah, process. So we received a direct allocation from the federal government on the ARPA, the American Recovery Plan Act, or whatever acronym that is. It's approximately $10.88 million. We have through the end of 2024 to spend those funds. Well, actually, to commit those funds.
Yeah.
And then by the end of 2026, they need to be spent. What the state, the position that they've kind of taken is they're looking at doing about a third each year for a couple of reasons. One, you don't know what other projects or potential options may come down the road that the other money could be used for. The other thing is there was about $1.5 billion, I believe, that went to the state of Utah. If the entire $1.5 billion was all spent in 1 year, it would be impossible to deploy it because of the labor shortage. Plus, it would drive the costs up so high that you really wouldn't get the value out of the money anyway. So we think this is a lot more prudent way to go. So we're looking at doing this maybe over a 2 to 3 year period. What we'd like to do is get a formal application process put together where whoever the entity is or organization, they would make the request of the county commission, and then we would review those proposals. And it would take into account how much money they were coming in with, if they were matching federal funds, if they were receiving anything from the state, how many people it would impact, total cost of the project, and items of that nature. And then they would be ranked and scored, and then we would go ahead and allocate those funds. And so that was kind of the thought process. We've held off a little bit. The Utah Association of Counties was going to have a specialist that was going to be working in this area, and they just haven't brought that person on yet, or the contracted. And so we wanted to kind of get ahead of this, start collecting the applications. We can look at it. It's very easy if it doesn't qualify. We just send them a letter and say, sorry, this project does not qualify for ARPA funding. We move on. But it would be a good way of us to be able to keep track. And I think Chrissy kind of got thrown under the bus as being the collection person for this. So
you're
they
welcome.
Would come through Chrissy, and then we would just review those as they came in.
You had no idea you were part of this, did you? So that's just kind of what we thought we'd do with the being able to come through the commission, because we've had so many requests, and it's basically they think it's free money and they want a third of it here, a third of it there, a third of it there, to the point where we've got
more requests.
Yeah, more requests than what money we've got money to do. So, but you know, like we said, we've seen some interesting things happen just in the last year with different variances, different problems, different things to help with schools and churches and hospitals and different things like that. So I think we'd like to take an approach of using this money for intergenerational things that would help some of those things happen, you know, whether it be infrastructure or broadband or water or sewer, and things like that to where it'll help through generations to come. So,
well, and when we were at a conference, Speaker of the House Wilson and then Jerry Stevenson were there, and they made a comment. They said it's actually much, much harder to budget in years like this with this much money floating around because everybody wants it. It's a lot easier in years where things are leaner because it's, hey, we just don't have anything, so we're not doing anything. This year, with the surplus and with the money that's out there and all these federal things that are coming in, it's everywhere. And so it's tough because there's a lot of asks and there's only so much funding. So,
okay. Did we not get the UTA thing on the letter for UTA on the agenda? I thought it was on there.
It's on the agenda. It's just right there.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Got it on mine.
Yeah, let's take these guys. Let's do the MOU stuff first, then we'll talk about that one. So, Steve, you want to? It says you, attorney's office.
Yeah, we helped put it together, but essentially it's just an MOU that allows an additional person to be hired to be used on the strike force. If you want to go through the terms, I don't know. Basically, simply put, the county will reimburse the city for, I think it's 33% of the cost. The city would be the one to hire the person, be responsible for all the benefits and everything, but the county will reimburse them for 33%. Much needed help in the strike force as a corporal position. I don't know if there's anything these guys want to add to that or not. But
we appreciate the work that we do together. I just know that there's something that we tried to do. Has it been 6 months since we brought that up?
Yeah, a little while ago. You may want to check. Derek might know about it, or Jason. There's an outstanding bond that Brigham City Corp has that is funneled through the county, have the opportunity to refi it. And that, in talking with our county treasurer, that would actually cover a good chunk of this cost for the county, and it really wouldn't cost anything for the city or the county. And so we were going to check on that because, I mean, that just kind of made sense. You probably know a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so I'm taking care of that project. We just received the bids back last week.
Sweet.
So we're meeting together. That our financial advisor was out of the office this week. I will meet with them next week. Probably take me about 2 months to get the final documents closed on that.
Okay.
I've worked with
Sean,
Tom Cotter a little bit about that. Okay. He's been involved with me. So. Yeah, I agree.
I knew it was 100%. In the works. We just weren't sure where it was at. So you're a
couple
all
months.
Over
we
it.
Should be done.
Speedy government, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, we just knew that would fund this whole position or
That's
even
awesome.
More of it if we could get that stuff done. So we're just looking out for what we can with what we have.
The bids we received back look very promising.
Yeah, rates are getting low.
Okay.
We
That'd
don't have
awesome.
A jet in the county right now, but if you had to have some, this would be the time to do it. I mean, it's low.
Well. So maybe we should look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion for the MOU.
I'd make a motion. We approve the MOU number 21-39, the resolution.
Do you have to do them separately?
Is that 29?
Do you want to do them separately?
I've got 29.
Okay.
You're shaking your head, kind of. Okay.
And 21-08, corporate resolution. Corporal position for the strike force, not corporate.
Okay.
I will second that.
I got a motion by Commissioner Hadfield, a second by Commissioner Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, that's not on my... It's not on my thing. That's why I was asking. we got a letter of support for the park and ride down by... the Walmart off of 1100 South. They've got
1200
some
West.
1200 West. The state and our Wasatch Front Regional have some funding that would go for that. And since we have Jeff, are you the chair this year of that?
No, I'm second in command.
Oh, second in command this year.
I just sit back and look pretty at the meetings.
Because of the things that are happening in Brigham City, we think it'd be good for us to be able to have that parking right there. If nobody's seen all the cars and stuff parked all over the place on every exit, and from Tremont down to Brigham City, it'd be great to be able to have a formal park and ride. So I would say that unless you guys got something else to add.
Well, eventually that would become a bus transit station. Yeah.
Yeah, the Tri-County transit plan study that that we had done about a year ago came back, and it kind of identified that location as kind of the center for Northern Box Elder County to hit there, Southern Box Elder County to catch that, and coming over from Cache. And so it just makes a lot of sense. We obviously don't have Front Runner here yet, but it would go right through there, and that would make the most sense for a station. So it may start just as a park and ride, and then eventually it could be developed into bus rapid transit, Front Runner. But it opens up the funding source from UTA and through the other state for that, and maybe even active transportation. Yep. Because of the trail network that would go out there. So it's kind of a cool opportunity. So anyway.
Well, it's that cart before the horse, or the horse before the cart thing, and so it's probably not going to happen in my lifetime, but plan ahead.
Yep.
So I'd entertain a motion to...
I would make a motion that we send the letter of the support in conjunction with the UTA for park and ride, approximately 1100 South, 1200 West.
Second.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Scott, a second by Commissioner Hatfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I think that's it. Except for...
is it for litigation?
Is that it?
Or personnel? Okay.
Yeah. What's that? Actually...
WFRC.
And Beth.
Yeah,
Beth
Wasatch Holbrook Front and Regional Council.
Beth Holbrook and WFRC both. Yeah. Yep.
I'll make a motion. We go into closed session to discuss personnel issues.
Second.
I'm waiting until you get done signing. No.
I'll need to pass these along to Commissioner Hatfield as well.
I'm just coming up.
Well, how's the hunting been?
I think she's got it on her side.
You haven't?
Duck hunt doesn't open until Saturday.
So. Oh.
Thank you.
It's going to be awful dry, though.
Thanks, Dale. Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
I was going to try and take
it. I got a motion by Commissioner Hatfield.
Saturday.
And a second by Commissioner
Scott. Well, this guy still needs to sign, yep, too.
God, I thought he signed it.
There's a bunch of them in here.
11 and 13, I think. Yeah, they could probably, that's big enough wide enough river, they could probably push it.
Did you miss signing, or did I just not give them to you?
You just not give them to me. It's okay.
Yeah, there's
I've been forgotten
handful
before.
Is Scott coming back in after this? That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay, let me just bring you up to speed on this.
Just a second. I haven't. He's still got to sign stuff.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You're all waiting for me, so I just know when you're. I don't like keeping people waiting.
No, I feel like I'm keeping people waiting.
Steve scared the crap out of me because he called me at like 11:10. I'm just like, what?
He's so cute.
Yeah, we talk to him for about an hour every Monday. It's crazy.
Last but not least.
The other two were at 1 point on her companion was sick, so we only had